Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Rick Warren. You know, with Thanksgiving just around the corner, we're pausing our current series to bring you a special message from Pastor Rick, one that will help you reflect on God's goodness and grow a heart of gratitude. Okay, and now here's part two of a moving message called Being Thankful, Even in Bad Times.
When tragedy strikes, when you hit the skids, when your life falls apart, when everything goes wrong, the typical thing we want to do is look for an explanation. That's dumb. Because explanations never, ever comfort. They don't really help you at all. I've told you many times that if my wife Kay were to drop dead tomorrow and I were to know the reason, it wouldn't make me any less sorrowful, any less in pain. And so don't waste time always trying to find out the why, because first, my brain isn't big enough to understand all that happens in the world, and neither is yours. It's like an ant trying to understand the internet. And there are a lot of things in your life, you're just not going to know why they happen until you get to heaven, then it's all going to make sense, and you'll see it. What you need when you're going through a tough time is not an explanation. What you need is the presence of God. Kurt's going to come and talk about that in just a second. But one of the reasons that I can always be thankful, even in my darkest days, is the promise of Romans 8:28. There in your outline, we know that in all things, not some, in all things, God works. We know that in all things, God works for the good. It doesn't say everything's good. There's a lot of bad in the world. We know that even in the bad, God works for the good, for everybody, no, for those who love him, who give him the pieces, and have been called according to his purpose. And so I know that no matter what I go through, if I will give those pieces to God, God's going to bring good out of it. He loves to turn crucifixions into resurrections and then bless the whole world by it. Have you ever thought how God might want to bless the world through your pain? I can be thankful to God because I know I'm always thankful for the grace God shows me. And I'm always thankful for the plans God has for me. Number three, I am always thankful, no matter what happens in my life, for God's promise to never leave me. God's promise to never leave me. And Pastor Kurt's going to come and talk about that.
I want you to think about this for just a second, this truth, that there is not a moment in your life that God isn't with you. There's not a moment in your life that God isn't with you. Now, for some of us, that doesn't initially sound very good because it's actually a scare tactic of parents worldwide, right? I mean, we say that to our children, God's with you, he has his eyes on you. He's watching you, and that is actually based in a powerful, powerful truth. Look at what God says to us in Hebrews 13, verse 5. God says this, I will never leave you, and I will never abandon you. God will never leave us. He will never abandon us. But here's the wonderful part of that promise. That scripture isn't there to coerce us into staying out of trouble. It's actually there to comfort us in times of trouble. What a difference. That there is not a moment in your life, there's not a situation that you find yourself in, there's not a depth of experience, a sense of loss or loneliness that we can ever travel alone. God's always with us. He never, ever leaves us. And there's no fine print. Sometimes we read those verses and we say, okay, where's the catch? Where's the hook? Have you ever seen the commercials for drugs on television these days? You know, there might be a 30-second drug commercial, and about 10 seconds is telling you the good side of the drug, what the drug will do for you. And then the next 20 seconds are all the fine print, right? All the explanations, the side effects. There's no fine print in God's promise to always be with us. He will never, ever, ever, never, ever, never leave us, period. Look at this verse in Isaiah 43, 2. It says this, "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you pass through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned up. It will not consume you." I'm not sure what deep waters you've gone through this year. I'm not sure what fires you felt have consumed you. My hunch is in a room this size, there's been a lot of loss, a lot of feelings of abandonment. Maybe there's been a husband or a wife, a mother or a father, a friend, a coworker that has walked out on you. And you felt abandoned, you felt alone. Maybe you've just gone through stuff as a family where you felt like, God, are you really with us now? Are we walking through this situation by ourselves? And the answer is a resounding no. God promises us that he'll never, ever leave us. I'm not sure what has you worried this Thanksgiving, but one of the best ways for us to be thankful is to recognize God's promise to never leave us and to actually pray a prayer thanking God for his faithfulness. You see, we're talking about four different ways we can give thanks, and we said one of the ways we can give thanks is through singing. Another powerful way we give thanks, even in times where we're going through crisis and we're going through loss, is to pray a prayer of thanksgiving. And that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to just pray a prayer of thanks to God. So as I do that, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to think of a need you have of God today. A spot in your life where you're going, man, if I'm honest, God, I feel like you're not with me on this one. I feel like you've abandoned me here. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we head into Thanksgiving season, there's times where, God, if we're honest, there's aspects and places in our lives that it's tough. It's tough to say thanks. Because, God, we feel alone. Father, I'm not sure what those moments and what those areas are for my friends this morning, but, God, I pray that they would sense your powerful presence in their lives. God, if they feel alone in a relationship, God, if they feel alone because things, their plans for life have just begun to fall apart or unravel, Father, whatever it is in our life, whatever our need is this moment, Lord, I pray that right now we would sense your powerful, loving, and never wavering presence in our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. Look at this verse in Philippians 4:6. Just as a reminder of the importance of prayer in our lives as we give thanks, it says this, don't be anxious or worried about anything. Don't be anxious or worried about anything. Instead, pray about everything, always making your requests known to God with thanksgiving. Do me a favor, just circle with thanksgiving.
So that's the second way that we express our thanksgiving to God. The first is by singing, and the second is by praying. Now, no matter what happens in my life, I can always thank God for the grace that God shows me, for the plan that God has for me, and for the promise that he'll never leave me. Number four, I can always be thankful for the changes God is making in me. I can be grateful for the changes that God is making in me. And here's the good news. No matter what I go through, God will use it to change me for the better. That's part of the Romans 8:28. He's working inside me. He's not just with me, as Pastor Kurt talked about. He's actually in me. And inside me, he's making changes. Romans chapter 5 says this, verse 3 and 4. We can have joy even in our troubles because we know that these troubles produce endurance. And endurance produces character. And character produces hope. So why does that make me joyful? Why is God building character in my life such an important thing? Because it's the only thing you're taking with you to heaven, is your character. You're not taking your career. You're not taking your reputation. You're not taking your money. You're not taking your hobbies. You're not taking your clothes or your china or your car, but you are taking your character. The only thing that's going to heaven is you. So you ought to be working more on you, because if you don't work on you, you're not taking much to heaven. You could spend your whole life acquiring things and building up a big stockpile of possessions on earth. None of it's going to heaven. And you could have all kinds of money and have a stunted soul that goes to heaven stunted. Is that what you want to live with for eternity? The only thing you're taking with you to heaven is your character. And God says, this is so important, I will use everything, even the pain in your life, to build your character, to make you more patient, more loving, more secure. Love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. These are things God wants to build in your life. Now here's the good news. While circumstances may be working against you, and while other people may be working against you, the good news, and I can be thankful for this, God is working in you. Look at the next verse. Philippians 2:13. For God is working in you, giving you the desire to obey him and the power to do what pleases him. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says, as the Spirit of the Lord works within us, so I can be grateful for this, we become more and more like him. I can be grateful for that. That God knows that even the bad stuff that happened in my life this year, he'll use it to make me more like Jesus. I can be thankful in that. True confession. I'm not all I should be. I'm not all I should be. But thank God, he's changing me. And if you don't like me right now, hang on. I'm getting better. Okay, I'm getting better. And by the grace of God, I can say three things. And you can say these three things too. By the grace of God, I'm not what I used to be. By the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, I'm not what I'm going to be. Because he is working in me. Now, during that time when he's working on us and that pain comes in our lives, we often feel weak and we often feel defeated. That's okay. That's when God's strength shows up best. 2 Corinthians 12:9, but God said to me, my grace is all you need. When you are weak, my power is made perfect in you. So Paul says, I'm happy to brag about my weaknesses. Then Christ's power can live in me. You don't know God is all you need until God is all you got. And when you're out there and you have no emotional support and you have no financial support and you have no relational support and you feel like I'm in this by myself and I'm up to my nose and I'm going under soon. I'm about ready to throw in the towel. It is at that point you don't know God is all you need until God's all you've got. Have you ever thanked God for this? The fact that while other people and circumstances are working against you, that God is working in you and for you to make you a better man, to make you a better woman. Let's stop and let's thank God about that. Now, one of the ways that God does this is causing us to remember the things he's taken us through. The Bible says in Psalm 50:23, giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. Did you know that? The Bible says, would you pause to remember what God has done in your life? That it's almost like, it is a sacrifice to God. He says, it honors me when you stop and say thank you. Have you done that for what he's done in your life this year, in spite of all the bad things? Let me show you another verse. The Bible says in Psalm 97, verse 12, remember what your holy God has done for you and give thanks to him. Now, that's a command. We are commanded to remember. And this is the third way to give thanks at Thanksgiving. The Bible says, honor the Lord and worship him. Remember all the great things he's done for you. Maybe it was a worship experience that you remember, go, man, that was really moving to me, and I took a major life turn in that. Or maybe it was a story from your small group where they showed up and supported you, or you had a good time of fellowship with your small group. Maybe you had a life-changing experience on a missions trip or a peace trip or working in the Peace Center. Or maybe you had a friend who came to Christ. Maybe a lesson learned or personal change or personal growth, a decision you made. So I want you to take a minute and write down a story, just one, a short story of something that you're thankful to God for being a part of our church family because of something that happened in your life. There's one more reason why I can be grateful for God no matter what happens in my life. And this year, this reason has meant the most to me. I can always be thankful for the home that God has prepared for me. I'm talking about heaven. I can always be thankful, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what pain I'm experiencing, that the pain is not going to last, that God has prepared a home for me in heaven. I am grateful that this life is not all there is. If this life was all there is, I would be in ultimate despair. If this life was all there is, I wouldn't be standing here right now. I am grateful that there's more to life than here and now. I am grateful that this mess is not the end of the story. I am grateful that one day God is going to settle the score. One day God is going to balance the books. One day God is going to even the odds. One day God is going to right the wrongs. And I see a lot of wrong in the world. One day God, justice will be served. This is not the end of the story. And God is going to close the bank accounts and wrap it all up. And there is going to be a judgment day, and there is going to be a day of heaven.
What a special message from Pastor Rick. And now let's hear how lives are changing through Daily Hope. Here's Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I've got a quick note from a listener in Minneapolis. His name is Bill. And Bill wrote to me, Rick, I want to let you know that I prayed with you this morning, accepting God into my life. Wow, that's great. Daily Hope has become the way that I start each day, listening to your podcast. So much has changed in my life over the past year. I had a job loss, I had a transition, I had a divorce, my dad passed away, cancer, and my faith, all in the same year. I'm so thankful for all that you do. Well, Bill, I want to tell you, I know you've been going through some really tough times this past year, but there's no greater news than hearing that you've accepted Jesus into your life, and the fact that God used the Daily Hope podcast to lead you to him is such a blessing. And I want you to know that as you continue to study God's word every day, you're going to find that your faith is growing and you'll see God actively working in your life. And I really am as excited to think about what the next year is going to bring. Year two in your life will be very different than the last year. And to the rest of you, all of our Daily Hope listeners, I just want to thank you because we're able to provide the Daily Hope podcast to people like Bill because of your generous support. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for helping us share the good news all around the world. We love you. And imagine what it's going to be to get to heaven and see all these people who came to know Christ because of your giving. God bless you.
Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.